Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're moving into week three of our devotional approach, where we're looking at individual lines from the Lord's Prayer and pairing them with historic prayers from followers of Jesus who came centuries before us. If you're just joining us today, reading a prayer written by someone else, it can feel a little bit odd at first. But maybe think about it this way. We have so many different things going on, and oftentimes we approach a moment of prayer feeling scattered and pulled in so many other directions. Our minds are exhausted. But these older prayers offer a dependable framework. They offer inherited language, allowing us to enter into a conversation that has been going on with countless of people for centuries before us. Today, we're going to move to the next phrase, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." This represents a major change in how we view the world. We're not asking to escape earth. We are asking for God's healing reign to enter our present reality right here in Central Ohio. To help us understand what this actually requires of us, we're going to look at a prayer from Ignatius of Loyola. He wrote what is known as the spiritual exercises. These exercises were a manual created to help believers shed unhelpful attachments and bring their desires into agreement with God. Praying for God's will to be done inherently requires the surrender of our own. Ignatius often expresses the total abandonment necessary to genuinely say those words, offering back our liberty, memory, understanding, and will is the exact mechanism by which God's kingdom takes root in our own lives. So I'm going to read this prayer and let these words guide you as you pray. Like always, we're going to have a couple comments after this prayer, and then you'll be invited to practice a moment of silence for yourself as you continue to reflect. Ignatius prays this way. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace, and that is enough for me. Amen. And to ask for God's kingdom to come means our personal empires must fall. It's easy for us to want God's will when it matches our professional ambitions, our family goals, our comfort, our schedules. But Ignatius asks us to hand over our liberty, our understanding, and our entire will. He recognized that we are deeply connected to our independence. We desire to dictate our own lives. True freedom, however, is found when we yield to the one who made us. When you pray, when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are inviting the reign of God into the broken areas of our life and our city. We are giving up the need to manage every outcome. Now we're going to take a few moments of silence. Remember, if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're at your desk or doing dishes or are kind of at a moment where you can be still, I'm going to invite you to just take one deep breath. And use this moment, this silence, as uncomfortable as it can be, to examine the attachments that you hold onto with too much force. Hand them back to God and pray for His kingdom to enter those exact spaces. Thank you. All right, friends. If you would like to continue in this posture, please do so as long as you need. You can just press pause or close the app and continue practicing this silence. But if you need to keep going with the rest of your day, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.